USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Israel is at war with Hamas militants after a surprise attack near the Gaza Strip. The country's National Rescue Service said at least 40 people have been killed and hundreds more wounded in rocket attacks. The militant group claims they've taken hostages, including Israeli soldiers. The military has launched airstrikes and is clashing with gunmen at the border. The Palestinian Health Ministry says Israel's retaliation has killed at least 198 people and wounded another 1,600. U.S. and world leaders are condemning the unprovoked attack by Hamas terrorists against Israeli citizens. The defense ministry says Turkish forces have neutralized 58 Kurdish militants with airstrikes in northern Syria following overnight attacks. Conflicts in the region have escalated nearly a week after a bomb attack in Ankara. The Kurdistan Workers' Party claimed responsibility for last Sunday's bombing that wounded two police officers and killed the two attackers. The former Speaker of the House is not heading back home.
Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. Friday, news outlets had speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified to reporters that the reports are untrue. He intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the chamber. I'm John Schaefer.
Representative Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise are said to be the top two contenders for the next House Speaker. A former IRS contractor is planning to plead guilty in federal court after leaking former President Trump's tax records. Charles Littlejohn is scheduled to enter into a plea deal next week in a Washington, D.C. court. Between 2018 and 2020, Littlejohn reportedly stole tax information associated with Trump and thousands of the nation's wealthiest people and leaked it to the press. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
The largest healthcare strike in U.S. history ends without a contract deal. Kaiser Permanente employees return to work this morning at hospitals in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. A Kaiser spokesperson has confirmed that another bargaining session will be held next week. A union representative says the two sides remain far apart on the issue of wages. Kaiser employees are seeking annual pay increases and higher staffing levels. Employment is way up in the U.S.
The Department of Labor says a total non-farm payroll employment rose by 336,000 in September. The unemployment rate, though, was unchanged at 3.8%. One thing almost all market watchers agree on is that the better the job growth is, the more likely it is that the Federal Reserve will consider hiking interest rates come November. I'm Corey Myers.
The fraud trial of a former crypto king has wrapped up its first week in a Manhattan federal court. FTX co-founder and one-time crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried faces multiple charges of money laundering and fraud. Prosecutors say Bankman-Fried defrauded customers of his digital currency exchange, FTX, and his cryptocurrency hedge fund. If found guilty, the 31-year-old faces over 100 years in federal prison. Authorities make a gruesome discovery at a funeral home in a small Colorado town. At least 115 decaying bodies were found after a foul smell was reported. The funeral home is under investigation as officials work to identify the bodies and notify families. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.